Close to 1.5 million Quebecers are awaiting a family doctor, some for years. But could a new deal struck by the Quebec government see an end to long wait times? Quebec announced an agreement with the Federation of Family Doctors to provide improved access to frontline care.
Dr. Paul Saba, family physician at Lachine Hospital, says having access to a family doctor is essential.
At least a million patients don't have a family doctor and would benefit from having a family doctor. In fact, studies have shown that when you have a family doctor, it was in 2019 study, that you decrease mortality. You need to have access. To have access, you have to build capacity. But we haven't built the capacity, and we need to look long-term. The arrangement the government's making with the family doctors is a good thing in the short term, because it's not going to resolve the long-term problems that we have. We need long-term solutions. And I think the mindset has to change. Healthcare has to be looked at as an investment and not as an expenditure.
Shalina Tisfam has been waiting 4 years for a new family doctor since her last doctor retired.
My family doctor stopped practicing medicine very abruptly. We didn't really have a warning, my family and I, because we all went to the same family doctor. My mom told me that I could apply to this like online thing where you put in your health card number and that you want to request a family doctor, and so you go on a waiting list. So I did that, and they're like, oh, you already have a doctor. But at this time, it was already like a few months since my doctor stopped practicing, and I just never really went back to like apply for a family doctor because I was like disheartened, and I was like, you know, like, I'm lucky enough not to suffer from any chronic illnesses or anything, so I didn't really need a family doctor. But then there's like my mom, who's under the care of the same doctor who suffers from a chronic health condition, couldn't have a doctor, so it was really difficult for her. She had to go through the hospital route, wait there, get referred to like a doctor in the hospital. So now she's under the care of a doctor that is in the hospital, like from the ER. You know, I'd like to talk to a doctor, but it's just so hard to find. And it just feels like it's very like, there's just not a lot, and it's just very inaccessible and very like, you know, so you just kind of like go day by day and you're just like, I hope I'm okay, you know?
So what does this new deal between the government and family doctors include? This will allow those with a family doctor in need of critical care access to their doctor or another between 36 to 72 hours.
Dr. Marc-André Amion, president of the FMOQ, which is the association representing family doctors, says Quebecers will benefit from this agreement.
The ones who are going to benefit most of this are the population. We'll have seen a nurse that we have that will triage this patient to be sure that the family physician is really needed.
Those without or still waiting for a family doctor will be able to use an online platform to set them up with a healthcare worker. The deal is said to provide hundreds of thousands of patients on a waiting list access to a family doctor by March 31st, 2023. This has not yet been confirmed, as members of the FMOQ will have to ratify this deal. The vote will be held at the end of May. There is a Canada-wide shortage of family doctors. So is Quebec also feeling this effect?
You compare the number of physicians we have in Quebec, family physicians, compared to the rest of Canada, there's a shortage of about 17 per 100,000 in comparison. So there is a definite shortage here in Quebec.
Bill 11, a legislation which will track the schedules of family doctors, has created a rift between physicians and the government.
Patients' rights activist Paul Brunet explains the issues with Bill 11.
It's kind of more controlling. So that, of course, is creating a lot of disagreement among doctors. So, you know, all this context might slow the fresh change in mentality.
During the pandemic, we've seen long wait times in the emergency room. But could access to a family doctor reduce these waiting times?
Well, it was an issue before pandemic. Now it's only worsened. People end up at an emergency wards because they cannot see their doctors. Half of the patients who end up in emergency wards have already a family doctor, but they can't see him or her. 50% of patients who end up at emergency wards don't have to see a doctor. Could see another type of professional, social worker, pharmacist, nurse.
Currently, in order to receive a requisition, you need to see a family doctor first. But this agreement will allow other healthcare workers, like nurses or pharmacists, to provide these requisitions. Guillaume Hebert, researcher for IRIS, says cuts to the healthcare system have led to distrust in the system.
We had the austerity of Philippe Couillard also that have been that made a lot of damage into the system. We have never fully recovered from these different waves of austerity. What you have in that system is just people totally frightened, crushed by so many cuts, condemned to be always in a posture of resistance. And you end up having a population that doesn't trust the system that much, and you end up having a population that thinks that the system is bad because it is public.
The government has been consistently, they've been increasing investments in healthcare, but not keeping up to the demand. It takes money. It takes money to train doctors, train nurses, respiratory therapists. The provincial governments have been asking the federal government, for example, to increase their contribution to healthcare. And the federal government has had a deaf ear to the demands of the provinces. When Medicare first came into existence in the 80s, the federal government would give 50 cents for every Medicare dollar spent. Now they give somewhere in the order of about 22 cents. And the provincial governments are asking for 35 cents. It's not a big demand, but it'll make a big difference in terms of investing in healthcare.
Privatization isn't the only threat to Quebec's healthcare system, as controversial Bill 96 is in its final stages of becoming a law. The bill will mandate French in both public and private life. As a result, doctors will have the ability to refuse to speak with patients in English and only in French.
Very simply, if there is not effective communication, there is a much higher risk of injury and even death.
While this poses as a threat to the future of our healthcare system, the last 2 years have shown just how fragile and ill-equipped the system is. Montreal was briefly coined Canada's COVID hotspot during the beginning of the pandemic, as nearly 5,000 seniors in elder care and long-term care homes died during the first wave. Horrific conditions were exposed at multiple long-term care homes, in particular at CHSLD Heron and Dorval, where seniors were found stranded, without staff, no food, and some even left lying in soiled beds. Cuts to the healthcare system and profit-driven elder care have been issues long before the COVID-19 outbreak. With the provincial election just 6 months away, some worry these are electoral promises to improve our healthcare system, since the pandemic highlighted issues within it.
The pandemic have shown many of the terrible weaknesses of that system, weaknesses that many actors in society, including us, have been showing, talking about. But the pandemic made it so clear that it was unavoidable, to propose, to say something. Then the election were coming, so they needed to be something else than just a government that were not really good with a pandemic.
We're almost at 6 months from the election. So I asked him, I said, Mr. Minister, these are challenges and very important planning that you're, launching. But will you be able to show us any improvement in the waiting time for surgery, in the waiting time to see a doctor or a professional when we end up in a clinic or at hospital? Will we see any improvement in the waiting time for elders to get a bed in long-term facilities? If we don't see any commencement of an improvement from now to the election, Mr. Minister, with all due respect, I will have the feeling that this plan was more of a electoral pitch than a real commitment.
Healthcare should be a universal thing, especially since we have a healthcare system that is aimed to be universal. So I think we should really work on making sure that it stays universal and accessible for everyone.
Do you think this deal will follow through? How long have you been waiting for a family doctor? Let us know in the comments.
Thanks for listening to Local 514. To watch the video version of this episode, head over to cutvmontreal.org to sign up for our newsletter or follow CUTV on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also subscribe to Local 514 on YouTube. Want to share your opinions and let us know what type of coverage you'd like to see? Check out our reels on Instagram and share your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for listening to Local 514.